28 degrees at 8:56. Time to take a look at the commodity markets on this Friday. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. And Bill, it looks like the markets didn't much care for that November USDA update yesterday. What are we seeing so far today?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of a dead cat bounce here this morning, Brian. Yeah, definitely that's still the factor that's in the market is that report yesterday and the big surprise that we got. On the December corn right now, we're at 343. That's up 1.5. March corn, I'm going to give you that because I think a farmer probably needs to be looking out at some of these further months out. March corn's at 356.5. That's up 1.5 right now. The January beans are 987.75, up 2.75, and the March beans are at 999, trying to bump right up against that $10 mark again. That's up 3 on both of those. And the wheat is the December's up 3.25, the March is up 3.25 at 448.25. That was the big news yesterday was a report, of course, and the USDA report found record corn yields, the largest corn yields that we've ever raised in the United States, 175.4. And we saw a big reaction from the trade. That was a bigger number than the trade was expecting by about a bushel or more. And probably saw, not officially yet, but probably saw record volume on the Board of Trade yesterday in all the grains combined. Open interest was up pretty substantially, so that tells us that that's probably new sellers or new shorts entering the market, and mostly probably on the fund side. So the funds are at pretty much record short positions right now. I think that number probably doesn't change a whole lot from here. I wouldn't expect any big change. Of course, December, they don't do any new surveys or anything, and then January is the final number, but that's a ways out, so we'll see how that comes about. I think that we have limited risk probably at this point to the downside on corn, probably that 330 to 335 area, so not there is risk there still. But it looks like after coming off this report, I would expect that we're going to put in probably some new lows, and it probably could be some longer-term lows as we look at this, with the information being as bearish as it was yesterday. So I think right now it's just a sideways, where it's going to be anything that gets any kind of rally is going to get sold, and that's kind of going to result in a continued sideways-type market here. So with that, Brian, I'll turn it back to you.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot for the update.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign on this Friday morning. And a reminder that coming up on Tuesday, November 21st, that's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, it's WIOL's All Day Ag Expo. You can join us in Normal, Illinois for that all-day event. Cost is just $35. You can find all the details on that event at willag.org. Again, just $35, Tuesday, November 21st. Details at willag.org. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny and colder with a high of 37 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies dropping to a low of 24 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow, not quite as cold with a high of 45. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 28 degrees at 9 o'clock.